They're not going to give them work permits, and they're not going to give them visitor visas. The Bahamas needs to see what's going on around them and take action. It was the Americans a couple of days ago. Now it's Turks and Caicos. What will it take the Bahamas to see that we have to do something overwhelming us? Because if you listen to the Prime Minister, if you listen to the Prime Minister, the Bahamians don't deserve this. It should be the Haitians, because we're not qualified. If you listen to those in authority, be stupid. We don't know what's happening around us. We don't see what we are actually seeing, that nationality is being sold, passports are being sold, all sorts of things are happening. We don't see that there's a crisis. Don't mind what's happening. It's almost like the penguins. Remember them little penguins from Madagascar? You don't see anything. Huh? You don't see anything. Ignore that there are hundreds of Haitians coming into the country. Just had a load come on the plane. Somebody drop it in the group. A load. And they're using Bahamas Air to transport them into the country. By the thousands. But we don't have a problem, according to the PM. We don't have a problem, according to those persons who are indulging these people as they take over our system. Nothing being put in place to make sure that they have housing. Nothing being put in place to make sure that the people who apply for them are putting them in proper places where they can live, so that you can go up there and check on them periodically to make sure that they're still meeting the standards and requirements required by them. Nothing being done to make sure that these people are on the jobs that they came here for in the first place. Because if somebody applied to be on the farm, they should be on the farm, not on somebody else's job. But ain't nothing being done. But the Prime Minister say, you don't see anything. We don't have a problem. Huh? That's what they're saying. Because, and it's almost in line with Frankie Florida's narrative. Frankie said, Bahamians are stupid and dumb. And so, thank you, God's favor. Frankie said, Bahamians are stupid and dumb. And so, the government and those in authority who know what's going on are treating us like we're stupid and dumb. Yeah? That's what they're doing. We ain't got no sense. There ain't no illegal immigration. Prime Minister says it's not illegal. It's legal migration. They're here legally. That's why they're here. They're not here random. We bring them here. You understand what I'm saying to you? And so we, as foolish Bahamians, sit back and allow them to pull this wool over our eye and make fools of us over this whole crisis. And as they do this, we are here singing Too Straight for the PLP. As they sell us up the river, we are singing Too Straight, handing them the country on a platter to finish pile it up. They are padding the voters' register with Haitians. That's why they need the passport, the biometrics thing with the passport, because they plan on connecting the voters' card directly to the passports. If 100,000 Haitians have passports, what do you think that's going to do to the voting register? You tell me. And who is going to decide where these people are placed when they vote? Huh? You see the group that came on the plane? They came dressed like us. They look like us.